silently for me.
Hastings College baseball is on the air. We begin each game day in the dugout with a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Complex. We've got Hastings College baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College getting set to play a doubleheader against Concordia University this afternoon. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bovee, and coach, as far as the regular season is concerned, it all comes down to four games, two today and two on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and you wish you were in a little better spot, but you are glad you're at least where you're at. And come down with the last four games, they mean something. A lot different than last year. You know, last year the last four were to get in and the conference tournament. You know, this year we know we're in, but got an outside chance at winning the whole thing. So the tough thing is the game that's got everybody's attention, media and otherwise, is Saturday. And we're trying to make sure that this is the one that has our guys' attention, because if we stub our toe here, Saturday means nothing.
Why has this team been so successful this year in the G-Bet?
Well, you know, that's an interesting. We're having that conversation with our assistants, and we're going around the diamond and you know, if you just go position by position, I'm not sure that we have that many positions where we're that much better than we were last year. The difference is we've won a lot of close games. You know, we're 5-1 in extra inning games. We've won another 1-0 game, We won another 1-run game. We've had a couple 2-run wins. We had a huge comeback, an 8-run inning to win a game there. So we've been able to win the close games. And last year, you know, when we were really struggling through that stretch, we had a weekend where we lost four games, three of them by a score of 4-3. So the biggest difference is we've been able to win the close games. We think that's partly maturity. You know, sometimes it might be a little luck. But once you get the first couple under your belt, then you start having confidence that you can do that. So I really think you go back to the Briar Cliff doubleheader when we were able to win two games in 26 innings. I think that has kind of propelled us to the start that we've had and given us the confidence to hang in there in the close games and win the close games.
Splitting a couple of games with Nebraska Wesleyan right before the Easter break, and then losing a non-conference game this week with York, really not coming into this four-game series on a roll. Is that a concern?
Well, it is. You know, my first concern after the York game's not a concern, but coming after the Nebraska Wesleyan game, you know, my concern is, has our bubble burst? You know, we've been playing pretty well and our pitching had been carrying us, and then obviously in the Nebraska Wesleyan doubleheader, our pitching left us. And so the big concern is, has our bubble burst in that regard? And, you know, we'll find out tonight. You hope that the guys tonight on the mound can get it done for you and give you a chance to be competitive. But you just don't know. You know, momentum can turn so fast based on pitching or getting a big two-out hit somewhere along the line that maybe Friday has everything to do with today and maybe has nothing to do with today.
Played York the other night. Anything good coming out of that thing for us?
I thought we swung the bat pretty good. You know, the pitchers we threw Tuesday probably aren't guys that we're going to throw tonight. Down the road, we might have to throw those guys, and it was great to give them experience. But, you know, we had a long layoff over the weekend, and I think getting back in a game probably is better than getting back in a practice, especially for the hitters, just shaking the cobwebs out against some live pitching. That was decent pitching that we saw from York. So the positives that might come out of the York game probably aren't measurable.
Obviously, the guys that have been around the program for a while probably fired up to play this weekend. It's been a while since we had a chance to really play for maybe a conference championship.
Well, you know, 2 years ago, we finished up second in the league. We had the McCann-John Jacquet group. But I don't know that we were in this position going into the last week where we controlled what was going on. You know, that year, we really needed some help, and we didn't get the help and probably didn't take care of business quite as well as we should have ourselves. You know, we'd like some help today, but we don't have to have it if we can do what we need to do. Now, having said that, we have to win four games. We haven't won four games in a conference week all year. You know, we've been 3-1 pretty much all the way through, and in this case, 3-1 probably isn't going to do it for us. So are we capable of it? Yeah. You know, would I feel better if we were a team that is going to score 7, 8, 9, 10 runs every time out? I sure would. But that's not really our style. So if we do pull this off, it's going to be a grinder.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Concordia as our pregame show continues after this.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back with Hastings College head coach Jim Bovey at Hastings College in Concordia here this afternoon. Another twin bill out to the Smith Complex. Coach, Concordia, the opponents today, they have plenty to play for, too. I think they're sitting number 8 in the league right now. They're just trying to scratch their way into the tournament.
Yeah, you know, I think there's 6 teams that are pretty close to in, you know, barring something unforeseen. And, of course, ourselves, we could be first, we could be 6th in this whole thing. And then I think it's pretty much four that are fighting for the last 2 spots, if I remember right. Mount Marty, I think, who's the 7th, probably has a toughest road as anybody. I think they got a couple tough games. I think you might have Morningside and Midland left. And, you know, so Concordia's fighting for their lives. And then they have Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday, which, you know, that could come down to deciding who's in, depending on how Nebraska Wesleyan does today. And then I think the other team they're keeping an eye on is Briar Cliff. So, you know, they need these in a different way than we do. Don't know how each team is going to handle that. But a lot on the line as opposed to, you know, last year we played them on the last Saturday of the year at their place. And when we went out to home plate for the second game umpires meeting, we knew where everything was. We knew we were in. They knew they were in. And, you know, it was very much, you know, we're going to throw these guys in the formality. This year, not the case.
Concordia is a team that's got some quality wins. They have beaten Sioux Falls this year. They have beaten Northwestern this year. They have beaten York this year. So a very competitive team, and they could cause us some problems today.
Very capable. They've gone to 6 starters more than anybody else has, just by nature of how the weather played for them. But I'm assuming we'll probably see 1 and 2 today, and they'll go with 3 and 4 then on Saturday. You know, a team we know fairly well. We play them often in the fall, just, you know, out of the relationship we have with them, even though we're playing a lot of different guys in the fall when we do that. So, yeah, they're very capable. You know, if 10 running York doesn't get your attention, then, you know, there's something wrong with you. You need to get some perspective on getting out there and playing the games.
What's your biggest concern about this team?
From a Concordia standpoint, I think they got some guys who can really swing the bat. And, you know, we didn't shut down Nebraska Wesleyan. They hit the ball well the opposite field, and I have concerns about that. You know, they're free swingers. They got some guys with a lot of strikeout numbers, but that means they also got some guys that are going to hit the ball hard. And I guess my concern is, are the wind conditions going to be more favorable to them than they are to us?
All right, pitching plans for us today?
Well, we're going to come back with Wells. Like I told you before we came on, you know, of our starters, the early decision was we wanted to give Williams a little more rest and hold him off till Saturday. And having done that, we know he's probably not going to throw Thursday the next week in the conference tournament. And then having decided that, we thought we'd go Wells here the first game. And so then it just left up to when we're going to throw Clark. And if we had the luxury of knowing what all the other scores were before we took the field, we might have done an if-type situation with our game, too. But not knowing that, and I don't like to do that to the pitchers, Tom, you know, we're going to wait to see how this game goes before knowing if you throw or not. I just decided we want to try to get these two and make Saturday worth something. And even if we maybe don't have who we think is our best guy out there on Saturday, we want to have something to play for on Saturday, if at all possible, and see who can hold up under the pressure the best. And so we made that decision, and that's what we needed to do.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovey, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Concordia today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing has recently earned the prestigious award for the AAA Top Shop of the Year in Nebraska, and Pat wants to invite everyone to come help him celebrate. The Pat's Auto Repair and Towing Open House Celebration will take place at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing on Saturday afternoon, April 30th, starting at 2. There will be balloons for the kids, face painting, and free food. So don't miss the Open House Celebration on Saturday, April 30th at 2 at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing at 305 South Denver in Hastings, a AAA Top Shop of the Year in Nebraska.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Ed, good afternoon. Welcome to the Smith Complex here this afternoon. Hastings College baseball from 1230 KHAS. We're at Prairie Ridge Park, and the goal is pretty easy for Hastings College this week. You win four games, two against Concordia today, two against Doan on Saturday, and your conference champs. You move on into the first round of the NAIA National Baseball Tournament here in a couple of weeks. You do anything less than that, and the Broncos are going to probably lose out to Doan. The Tigers are playing this afternoon in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan, and their ball game had an earlier start than ours, and the Doan College Tigers are putting the pressure on Hastings. The Tigers have beaten Nebraska Wesleyan in the first half of the doubleheader by the score of 3-0. Nebraska Wesleyan had the bases loaded in the fifth, did not score. They had the bases loaded in the seventh inning, and Doan turns a double play to get out of the ballgame. 3-0, Doan has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Hastings needing two wins here to keep pace as they take on the Concordia Bulldogs, a team that comes in with a mark of 17 wins and 24 losses on the season. They are 7-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got some good quality wins, like we mentioned during the pregame show. They have beaten Sioux Falls. They have beaten Northwestern so far this year, and they 10-run the York Ball Club that we lost to the other night. So Concordia, a very capable team. Hastings coming in. They have lost their last two games now to York, and they lost the second half of the doubleheader last Friday to Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos are sitting at 22-18 on the season. They are 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So we're set to go. Kirby Wells is going to be on the mound for Hastings here in game number one. And we understand A.J. Clark is scheduled to get the start for the Broncos in game number two. So Kirby Wells getting the start for Hastings here in game number one, and his first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. So nothing in one. This is Zach Goodrich, the batter here for Concordia. This guy carries some hefty numbers as well. His batting average is sitting at .372 in the season. He leads the team in about every major statistical category. He takes a whack there and swings and misses. So the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes to Zach Goodrich. He's going to be out in center field for the Concordia Bulldogs here this afternoon. Hastings College going with their usual starting lineup. We'll get to that here in a second as the ball game is underway. As Wells throws one to the plate, it's going to be a fastball that sails out wide for a ball, and it's now one ball and two strikes to the leadoff man for Concordia here in the top half of the first inning. T.J. Conway, the left fielder, will be next, and then Ray Finley, the catcher, will bat in the number three position here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung out and missed, and Kirby strikes him out to begin the ball game. So Zach Goodrich goes down swinging here for Concordia. That's the 15th strikeout of the season for Goodrich. And now T.J. Conway comes to the plate next for the Bulldogs. His batting average is sitting at .267 on the season. Concordia is a team batting .274. Kirby Wells, the right-handed thrower here for Hastings College in the opener. At first base down there for Hastings today will be John the Master. Over at second base is going to be Daniel Nealon as the pitch comes inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to T.J. Conway. Left side of the diamond for the Broncos defensively. Sonny Huey is at shortstop. A.J. Clark will get the start over at third. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to T.J. Conway. Out in the outfield for Hastings College here in this first ball game, you've got Decker Brown out in left field. Zach Nelson is out in center. Mack Land is out in right. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes here to T.J. Conway. Temperature here at game time today is 69 degrees, a partly sunny sky. Winds out of the northwest again at 17 miles per hour. That is blowing to the right field corner again. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away back to the screen. And the count remains in one ball and two strikes. Dimensions here at the Prairie Ridge Park Smith Complex, 330 down the lines. It is 374 to the power alleys and 380 feet away to straightaway center field. There's a check swing and a called third strike on the outside corner. So two guys have come to the plate here against Kirby Wells. I don't think Concordia's even got the ball in play yet as they have struck out twice. Conway fouled away, a pitch here to the screen. Other than that, they haven't touched the ball yet. Ray Finley comes up there next. He is the catcher. Finley has a batting average of .284 as we get started here this afternoon. He's another right-handed swinger here for the Concordia Bulldogs. That one is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Nothing and one to Ray Finley. So an important doubleheader here for Hastings College this afternoon against the Concordia Bulldogs, trying to set up the showdown on Saturday against conference-leading Doan for the overall regular season championship. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, and Kirby Wells is in the groove here early for Hastings College. He has struck out the leading hitter for Concordia, Zach Goodrich. He has struck out T.J. Conway. Now he's ahead on the count here, no balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays out wide for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Finley so far this year, no home runs. He's got 22 RBIs. He has walked 12 times and has struck out 17 times for the Dogs of Concordia University. Ray Finley digging in from the right side. Next pitch is going to be drilled to center field. Backing up is going to be Zach Nelson, and he grabs the ball out there for the third out. So three up, three down for the Concordia Bulldogs here in the top half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We played a half an inning with a score, Concordia nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Big GA Salon and Garden staff invite you to their Garden Center open house this Saturday, April 30th from 9 to 12. Rural Ranchers 4-H Club will be selling snacks, Hastings Wellhead Protection will be demonstrating rain barrels, and Master Gardeners will be holding seminars on flower and veggie planting with a timeline, and also tomato planting and care. Stop out to Big GA this Saturday to enjoy the activities.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big GA.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park here this afternoon. Bronco baseball from 1230 KHAS. Concordia going down in order in the top half of the first inning. Hastings coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. Caleb Taylor is going to be the pitcher for Concordia here this afternoon. His ERA is sitting at 5.63. His overall record is sitting at 2 wins and 4 losses on the season. No saves. He has thrown 27 and a third innings, giving up 36 hits, 29 runs, 22 of those have been earned. 21 base on balls, he has struck out 13. Teams are batting 316 against him. So it's going to be Caleb Taylor on the mound here for Concordia in this first ball game. Defensively, Ray Finley will be behind the plate here for the Dogs. Brandon Flug will be your first baseman. Tate Bedwell will be at second base. Kyle Ivanoff will be at shortstop. And Dustin Matlock will be your third baseman. Out in the outfield for Concordia, you've got T.J. Conway out in left field. Zach Goodrich will be out in center. And Nate Comas will be out in right field. Again, Concordia coming in, fighting for their lives to try to get into the conference tournament next week. Currently sitting in eighth place. Top eight teams move on to the postseason tournament next week up in Sioux City. Concordia with a record of 17 wins, 24 losses on the season. They are 7-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Batting order for Hastings College here this afternoon. Decker Brown will lead off. He'll be in left field. Daniel Nealon will bat second. He'll be at second base. A.J. Clark will be the third baseman. He'll bat third. And we'll see Jeff Hobbs, the catcher. John Rivera batting in the number five position this afternoon. John LeMaster will bat sixth. Then we'll see Mack Land, the right fielder. Sonny Huey, the shortstop. And Zach Nelson, the center fielder. So Bronco baseball here this afternoon. Hastings trying to pick up a couple of wins here and head into the Saturday showdown against the Doane College Tigers for the conference championship here for the 2011 season and the right to move on to the NAIA National Tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. They'll have to do something here this weekend they haven't done all season long, and that's to win four ball games, sweep their conference opponents. They've gone 3-1 several opportunities throughout the season, but never 4-0. We're going to need a 4-0 finish here of the regular season to achieve one of our goals. Decker Brown is up there for the first time here this afternoon as the pitch comes in there. And it goes sailing back to the screen here as the pitch came inside. It was not handled by the catcher for Concordia, Ray Finley, and it comes back to the screen. So one ball and no strikes here. The Decker Brown leading things off for the Hastings half of the first inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there, and it's going to be bouncing to the catcher again as Finley can't handle that pitch. So a couple of balls thrown in the dirt there by the pitcher, Caleb Taylor, not handled by Ray Finley, and Decker Brown is ahead on the count of two balls and no strikes. Hastings coming off of a loss to York College the other night here at the Smith Complex, 12-8, a non-conference game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it is now two balls and one strike. So Decker Brown leading things off for Hastings College here this afternoon. He's the junior from Pine, Colorado, as he's up there for the first time in the right-hand batter's box. Here's the windup and the pitch now by Caleb Taylor. That's going to stay, well, it's going to catch the outside corner for a strike. So three balls and one strike now to Decker Brown. 3-1 the count to Brown. He was on his way toward first base, and the home plate umpire rings up a strike right there. So he's back in the right-hand batter's box as he waits on the pitch from Caleb Taylor. Here it comes, and that's down low again. So on five pitches, Decker Brown receives a free pass here down to first base on a walk. And Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Nealon batting 267 on the season as he comes to the plate for the first time this afternoon. Leads the team in runs scored with 23. Nealon's got 31 base hits and 116 trips to the plate. He's got 14 RBIs. He's got five doubles, two triples, and a home run to his credit so far this year. Decker Brown is your base runner down there at first base. Brandon Flug will hold him on defensively here for Concordia. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be there for a strike on the outside corner. Caleb Taylor is a lefty out there for the Bulldogs, working against the Broncos batting order here this afternoon, mostly dominated by right-handed hitters. Caleb Taylor will now step off of the rubber and look that runner back to first base. Decker Brown stealing bases this year, 2 out of 3, as he takes his lead down there at first. Hastings College is a team 25 out of 32 in stealing bases. Just underway, we're in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Dogs of Concordia and the Broncos of Hastings. Here's Nealon squaring around the bunt, and we'll take a pitch outside for a ball. Third baseman was Dustin Matlock charging there for the Bulldogs, but Daniel Nealon pulls the bat back, and the pitch goes outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Nealon. A.J. Clark would be next, and we'll see Jeff Hobbs. Decker Brown again taking his lead down there at first base. Here's the attempted bunt. It's fouled back to the screen. So now it's one ball and two strikes to Nealon of Hastings. Nealon is the junior from Arvada, Colorado. 5'11", 175-pounder. Nealon playing at second base again for the Broncos here in this ballgame defensively. So one ball and two strikes to Daniel Nealon. Decker Brown leading things off with a walk here in the bottom half of the first inning. Caleb Taylor works from the stretch here as the pitch to the plate is going to be fouled away as it goes trickling over to the first base side. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park this afternoon, and another windy afternoon here at the park. Caleb Taylor working from the stretch. He throws one to the plate. That's going to be down low as the ball gets away again from Finley as he has it go ricocheting off of his chest protector out in front of the plate. And the count is now at two balls and two strikes here to Daniel Nealon. Starting the day with a batting average of 267 for Hastings College. Broncos as a team now hitting at a clip of 272. So two balls and two strikes here to Daniel Nealon. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit in the left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Around the bag at second base is Decker Brown. He's headed for third. Around the bag at first on his way to second base is going to be Nealon, and he's there with a stand-up double. So Hastings College gets things started here with a walk. And now a double from Daniel Nealon. And now A.J. Clark comes up there next. So Decker Brown is over at third base. Daniel Nealon is on at second base, and A.J. Clark comes to the plate next for Hastings. A.J. Clark with a batting average this year of 309. Clark has got 24 RBIs, 38 base hits, and 123 trips to the plate. Clark has got one home run as he will step in there from the right-hand side. And here comes a pitch. Oh, right back to the pitcher's mound. It knocks the pitcher down. It is going to be a base hit there by A.J. Clark as he goes sailing into first base. And the pitcher is down. Caleb Taylor is hit right on the thigh. A hard hit ball by A.J. Clark right to the pitcher's mound. And Caleb Taylor could not get his glove down there to retrieve the ball. And it hits him right in the leg. And he is down. He's staggered to his feet now as the medical staff for both teams out there to check on their pitcher, Caleb Taylor. But on the very first pitch to A.J. Clark, he sends it right back to the mound and a hard hit shot there. Taylor goes down. It's going to be a base hit for A.J. and an RBI single. Coming in to score is going to be Decker Brown. So Brown comes in to score. That makes it a 1-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Daniel Nealon. A.J. Clark is in there with a base hit for Hastings. A hard hit shot right back to the pitcher's mound that catches Caleb Taylor on the leg here. We'll see if he is able to continue as the medical staff and the coaching staff for the Concordia Bulldogs out on the mound there to check on their pitcher here this afternoon in Caleb Taylor. So Taylor grab his glove and gonna try to shake things off here. Good start for Hastings. A baseline ball to start things off with Decker Brown. Then the double to left center field by Daniel Nealon and the hard hit shot there by A.J. Clark. So I think we might have a pitching change coming up here. Three batters into the ballgame. We'll take a break here. It looks like Caleb Taylor is going to have to check out of the ballgame. We're going to have a pitching change here for Concordia in the first inning of play. We will take a break with a score. Hastings 1, Concordia nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Smith Complex. The starting pitcher for the Concordia Bulldogs, Caleb Taylor, knocked out after 3 batters here in the bottom half of the first inning. A hard hit shot off of the bat of A.J. Clark is going to sideline Caleb Taylor for the rest of the ball game. He checks out, and coming in to throw here in the first inning of play is going to be Eric Graymans. Eric Graymans comes out there, a 5'10" senior from Steelville, Illinois. His ERA is sitting at 4.12. His overall record at 2 wins and 3 losses on the season. He's got no saves. He has thrown 37 and a third innings for the Dogs this year, giving up 41 hits and 30 runs. 22 of those have been earned. 9 base on balls, 18 strikeouts. Team's batting .266 against him. So just like that, Concordia's had to go to their pen, so to speak, and Graymez has not had any time to warm up, so he's taking some tosses out there right now, replacing Caleb Taylor, who pitches to 3 guys before he's knocked out. A walk, a double, and a single by Hastings College. The Broncos have a 1-0 lead here in the ballgame. Other games going on today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. One is already completed in Lincoln, the one we're watching. It is Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan going at it this afternoon in a doubleheader. The Tigers, of course, the team that's leading the conference standings right now, the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And Doan was able to pick up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan in the first game of their doubleheader by the score of 3-0. Nebraska Wesleyan had the bases loaded in the 5th inning, did not score. Nebraska Wesleyan had the bases loaded in the 7th inning of play, and Doan turns a double play to get out of the inning and record the victory in the first ball game. So the Tigers win the first game by the score of 3-0. Doan is now 16-3 in the conference. They improved to 31-13 overall. The other games, Concordia here against Hastings. Midland is playing in Sioux City this afternoon against Briar Cliff. Dakota Wesleyan is playing in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. And Northwestern is playing in Sioux Falls against the Cougars. Tomorrow, Mount Marty will play at Morningside. Last night, Sioux Falls sweeping a couple of games against the Dort Defenders, winning by scores of 5-3 and 7-2. So Eric Graymez continues to go through the routine out here, throwing some tosses to the catcher, Ray Finley. He did not have a chance to warm up. He just pops out of the dugout there for the Dogs. So he's taking some throws now for Concordia, and he's wrapped those up, and Hastings College will now send Jeff Hobbs to the plate. So a great start here for Hastings. A base on balls delivered to Decker Brown. Daniel Nealon then doubles. A.J. Clark gets the RBI single, and that knocks out the pitcher here in the first inning of play, Caleb Taylor. So now Eric Gramez comes in there for Concordia. He's going to be a right-handed thrower. So the lefty throws the three batters, and now we'll see a right-handed thrower out there for the Bulldogs. Jeff Hobbs comes to the plate to face him for the first time here this afternoon. Hobbs with a batting average of .336 on the season. He's got 30 RBIs on the season and two home runs, 46 base hits, and 137 trips to the plate. So now Jeff Hobbs up there as he waits for the pitch from Eric Gramez for the Concordia Bulldogs. And this one is going to be popped up. It's going to head to the outfield. Going over is going to be the left fielder, and the center fielder is actually going to make the catch out there. Goodrich tagging up from third base and scoring. And Hastings has now got a 2-0 lead. Coming in to score is going to be Daniel Nealon. So Jeff Hobbs will fly out to the center fielder, Zach Goodrich, who grabs the ball out there in left center. Daniel Nealon comes in to score. That makes it a 2-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. A.J. Clark runs down to second base on the play. So now Hastings with one man out here in the first inning of play. John Rivera comes up there next for the Broncos. Rivera is hitting at a clip of .273. He has got 14 RBIs, one home run so far this season. Next pitch is going to be popped up. High fly ball. It's going to be in right field. Going over toward the line and making a diving grab out there is going to be Gomez, and he hangs onto it. So Nate Gomez comes a long way there and makes a diving attempt on the ball, and he hangs onto it out there. So Rivera on one pitch will fly out to the right fielder, Nate Gomez. And now John LeMaster comes up there next. LeMaster is playing at first base for the Broncos here this afternoon. John is now batting at a clip of .256. No home runs. He's got four RBIs so far this year. 10 base hits and 39 trips to the plate. So John LeMaster, the Adams Central product, will come to the plate next. He's batting in the number six hole here this afternoon. Mack Land will follow him. Two men out here in the first inning of play. Hastings out on top of the Concordia Bulldogs by the score of 2-0. And the pitch by Gramez is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to John LeMaster as Eric Gramez will work from the stretch here with a base runner on at second base. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. Nothing and two to John LeMaster. Another windy day today. Winds blowing out of the northwest at 17 miles per hour, blowing toward the right field corner here at the Smith Complex. Eric Gramez working from the stretch, looking at the runner at second base. That's A.J. Clark for Hastings. The pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at nothing and two. So no balls and two strikes to John LeMaster. Batting here in the bottom half of the first inning for Hastings College. Broncos wearing their white uniforms here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Concordia's in the gray and the blue. There's a breaking pitch that stays inside for a ball, and it just misses. One ball and two strikes to John LeMaster. LeMaster has struck out seven times so far this year. He has walked once. He's got a count now of one ball and two strikes here. As Gramez working here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Now the catcher Ray Finley goes out and has a couple of words with Eric Gramez as he throws here in this first inning of play. So a conference on the mound. Bronco baseball here this afternoon from 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. So a short little conference. Ray Finley, the catcher, comes back to his position there. Crouches behind the plate, gives a signal to Eric Gramez as Eric will work from the stretch. He's at the belt, looks at the runner at second base, and here comes the 2-2 pitch to John LeMaster, a breaking pitch that stays out wide. The ball gets away from the catcher Finley, and running down to third base on the play is going to be A.J. Clark. So Hastings now with a man within 90 feet of scoring the third run of this first inning. Hastings out on top of the Dogs here in this first ball game of two this afternoon. 2-0 is the score. These ball games scheduled for seven innings. Great Plains Athletic Conference action as Broncos play their final week of the regular season this week. So here comes the 3-2 pitch now to LeMaster. A swing and a miss. A high fastball there, and LeMaster goes after it, and he strikes out. So strikeout number one in the ball game for Eric Gramez, but the Broncos come up with a couple of runs here in the first inning of play. Two runs on two base hits. No errors on Concordia. One man left on base. One inning in the books here this afternoon from the Smith Complex, just north of Hastings. The score, Hastings College 2 and the Concordia Bulldogs nothing.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune Sports and News Photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
We head to the second inning of play. Hastings out on top by a score of 2-0. Kirby Wells had an easy first inning. He struck out two, and one guy flew out. Other than that, nothing going for Concordia in the first inning. Wells, so far this season, has a record of 3 wins and 3 losses. No saves. He has thrown 52 innings for Hastings College. As this ball is going to be hit toward right field, it's going to be in foul territory. Giving chase is going to be LeMaster, and he can't get there out in foul territory. So a long foul here on the first baseman for Concordia, Brandon Flubb. Kirby's numbers, 52 innings pitched for Hastings. That is second on the team, trailing only A.J. Clark, who has thrown 53. In his 52 innings, he has given up 61 hits and 28 runs. 20 of those have been earned, 13 base on balls, and 47 strikeouts coming into the ball game for Kirby Wells. So 47 strikeouts and 52 innings of work, not too shabby. ERA is sitting at 3.46, and teams are batting just .289 against him. There's a hard hit ball back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field, picked up there by Zach Nelson. So the first base hit of the ball game here comes in the second inning of play for Concordia's Flubb will single to center. Anthony Flores coming up to the plate next for Concordia. His batting average is sitting at .317 on the season. So Anthony Flores wears number 8 on that gray uniform for the Dogs. He will step in there. Concordia has their first base runner of the ball game. Down there at first base is going to be a Brandon Flubb. So here comes Anthony Flores to the plate. He will bat from the right-hand side now, working against the right-handed throwing Kirby Wells. Concordia is a team stealing bases this year, 47 out of 68. Flubb is your base runner right now down there at first base. He has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. So Flores will come to the plate now, batting in the number 5 position for the Dogs. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be bunted down the first base side. Wells goes over, grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Just in the nick of time there to catch Anthony Flores. A sacrifice will work as moving down to second base on the play is going to be Brandon Flubb. So now Concordia's got a man on in scoring position at second base as Dustin Matlock will come to the plate next. Matlock has a batting average of .284 so far this season. Matlock has got 3 home runs and 20 RBIs, 33 base hits, and 116 trips to the plate. He leads the team in walks with 18. He also leads the team in strikeouts with 39. As Kirby comes to the plate there, and that's a breaking pitch that's in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Dustin Matlock for the Concordia Bulldogs, a senior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Down there at second base is going to be Brandon Flupp. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit to right field again in foul territory. LeMaster goes over, and coming on is going to be the right fielder, Landon. Neither one can get there. Falls out in foul territory. So a long strike there on Dustin Matlock. It's now no balls and two strikes. Nate Comas, the right fielder, will be up there next for Concordia. And then we'll see Tate Bedwell, the second baseman. Concordia batting here in the top half of the second inning. Hastings out on top by a score of 2-0 this afternoon. So Dustin Matlock will settle back into the right-hand batter's box here. He's got 10 doubles so far this year. No triples, 3 home runs. Leads the team in home runs with 3. There's the ball hit on the ground. A.J. has got it at third base. Looks the runner back to second. Comes across the diamond in time to catch Dustin Matlock over there at first base. That one goes 5-3 officially. Third base to first base. A.J. Clark to John the Master. Two men out now here in the second. Runner stays at second base. Nate Comas comes up there next. Comas is the right fielder. He will come to the plate with a batting average of 170. He's got 9 base hits in 53 trips to the plate. As Comas watches that breaking pitch stay down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. So Nate Comas up there now for Concordia, a senior from Grimes, Iowa. One ball and no strikes to Comas. Here comes the next pitch by Kirby Wells. A fastball, it's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Comas. No home runs. He's got 5 RBIs so far this year. He has walked 9 times. He has struck out 12 times. He's got a count of 1 ball and 1 strike now as Kirby goes to work on him. He jams him inside, and the pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Nate Comas. So down there at second base is a Flug, Brandon Flug, for the Concordia Bulldogs. He takes his lead down there. Kirby Wells working on the batter, Nate Comas, and here comes the next pitch hit on the ground down the first base line. And it's going to be in foul territory. As LeMaster watches that one go foul, so everybody goes back. Flop back to the second base bag, and Comas comes back to grab the club here in the right-hand batter's box. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon. Broncos need to win 4 this weekend. 2 against Concordia today, 2 against the Doane College Tigers, the conference leaders on Saturday, in order to win the GPAC championship. They move their way on in the opening round of the NAIA National Baseball Tournament. Regardless of what happens next week up in Sioux City. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit in the air, but it's going to be in foul territory. Down to first base side, and the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. If Hastings does not win the regular season championship, they will move on into the GPAC postseason tournament. It gets underway next Thursday up in Sioux City. Official pairings will be out on Sunday. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and Wells strikes him out. Third strike out of the ball game for Kirby Wells, so Concordia threatens here in the second inning of play, but nothing across the plate. Concordia scores no runs on a base hit. No errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score, Hastings 2, Concordia nothing.
We know that you've spent a lot of time researching what you want. Now you've found the perfect chair that you want to enjoy that game tonight and sit there. And once you pick it out, we want you to be able to sit there and enjoy it.
That's Michael Bruce from Bruce Furniture.
If you see something in our store on the floor right there, you should be able to have the opportunity to take it home today or have it delivered today, have it delivered tomorrow at your convenience.
Not only that, the delivery and the setup is free. They'll even take away your old furniture.
It's not a case where, we have to wait a couple weeks for that to come in. Now, we can make that happen, too, if that's what works best for you. If you want to pick a different color or style and we have to get it in, yes, there'll be a little time to wait. But if you see something on our floor, we can get it delivered to you today or you can get it taken home today so you can start enjoying it right away.
There's furniture just right for you.
No reason to wait.
Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
1230 KHAS.
Number 7, Mac Land.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park. Just north of Hastings. Hastings College in Concordia in a GPAC doubleheader here this afternoon. All the action from 1230 KHIS. It'll be the bottom third of the order coming up there for the Broncos. Mack Land, Sonny Huey, and Zach Nelson. One of those guys can get aboard. We'll see Decker Brown here. Eric Grayman's throwing here for the Concordia Bulldogs, already in relief of Caleb Taylor, who was knocked out in the first inning of play, not because of the pitching performance, but because of a hard shot from A.J. Clark, the number 3 batter in the batting order. Sent one back to the mound and got to Caleb Taylor on the leg, and he was not able to continue. So we got Grayman's in there now for the Concordia Bulldogs here in the second inning of play. There's a ball ripped to left field. That's going to be a base hit. So Mack Land gets a base hit here for Hastings in the second inning of play. And for the Broncos, that's going to be base hit number 3 for the Broncos in the ball game. And now Sonny Huey will come to the plate next. Huey is batting 280 on the season, batting in the number 8 position here this afternoon for the Broncos. He is the 5'6", 160-pound junior from Fallbrook, California. So Sonny Huey to the plate now for Hastings. With a base runner on at first base, Huey now with a batting average of 280 on the season. Huey's got 9 RBIs to his credit, no home runs. And the pitch comes inside and hits him. So the Broncos with some base runners now in the second inning of play. One pitch, and Sonny Huey will
number 11,
head down to first base
Nelson
on a free pass. So Huey is hit by a pitch. That is the ninth time this year that Sonny Huey has been beamed by an opposing pitcher. And now Zach Nelson comes up there next. Nelson is a left-handed hitter. Nelson batting 197 on the season. He's got no home runs and 8 RBIs to his credit. 2-0, Hastings has got the lead. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Nobody out for the Broncos. And now the pitcher, Gramez, will look to second base, sliding over. There was a second baseman, Bedwell, but no throw from the pitcher from Concordia. Everybody goes back to their respective bags. Huey is on at first base. Mack Land is on at second. Zach Nelson waiting at the plate here for Hastings College. Nelson, the sophomore from Adams Central, playing out in center field for the Broncos here this afternoon defensively. Gramez will work from the stretch with runners on at first and second. Here comes the pitch. Nelson tries to lay down a bunt. It's going to be in foul territory. On the third base side, and the count goes to nothing and one to Zach Nelson. One double, no triples, no home runs so far this year for Nelson. He has struck out 11 times, and he has walked 4 times so far this year for the Broncos. Now the catcher, Ray Finley, goes out in front of the plate to call the defensive signals here. With runners on at first and second base, Flug is your first baseman playing on the edge of the infield grass. The third baseman, Matlock, about even with the bag over there at third. Here comes the pitch from Gramez. Nope, he's going to look towards second base. Does not get rid of it, but it looks the runner back there as Mack Land hustles back into the bag there for the Broncos. No balls and one strike to Zach Nelson, the number 9 hitter here for Hastings. In the bottom half of the second, the Broncos threatening again. Gramez looking toward second base. Here's a bunt laid down, fielded there by the third baseman, and he falls down on the play, and no play at first base. Matlock come charging in from third base, put on the brakes, and then his feet went out from under him. He falls down the turf here. He got back onto his feet, and by that time, Zach Nelson was already aboard at first base. So that's going to be an infield single by Zach Nelson. Everybody is safe. Mack Land moves over to third base on the play. Sonny Huey moves over to second. Zach Nelson is on at first base. Broncos have the bases loaded now here in the second inning of play with a 2-0 lead. And the top of the order is coming up there next. Decker Brown, who started off the ball game, the Hastings half of the first, where they walk, and he eventually came around to score a run. The pitch is going to come inside and high. One ball and no strikes on Decker Brown. So Hastings with the bases loaded now in the second inning. Concordia playing with the infield in. Here comes the next pitch by Gramez. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner as Decker watches that one go on by. One ball and one strike here to the left fielder for Hastings, Decker Brown. He starts the day with a batting average of .238. 2 7-inning ball games for you here this afternoon and tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch by Gramez is going to be a breaking pitch that's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count here to Decker Brown for Hastings. No home runs, and he's got 16 RBIs, a chance to add to that total right here. Well, the base is jammed here in the second inning of play, and nobody out. Next pitch is going to be drilled toward the shortstop. He's going to grab the ball there, and there goes to second base. It's not in time. So they grab the ball as the Decker Brown will line out. Nice play there by Ivanoff, the shortstop, as he dives for the ball there at shortstop. He comes up with it, and then he flips the ball to second base, trying to catch Sonny Huey off of the base pads there, but that was not in time. So no double play there. Huey gets back into the bag there. So now there's one man out for Hastings, and Concordia looking for a double play ball here to get out of the inning. One man out, bases loaded for the Broncos as Daniel Nealon comes to the plate next. He ripped a double to left center field his last time up there. And here comes the breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Daniel Nealon for Hastings. Nealon leads the team in runs scored so far this year with 23. He has struck out 21 times, and he has walked 13 times. Batting average of .267 to start the day. Next pitch is another breaking pitch that's in there for a strike. So nothing and two now to Daniel Nealon. A.J. Clark would be next. Golden opportunity here for Hastings to add to their run total. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with a couple of base hits in inning number one, the play to run. And here comes the next pitch here from Eric Gramez. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play. So the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Doan has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan in the first half of a doubleheader in Lincoln today by the score of 3-0. The Broncos started the day two games behind Doan for the conference championship. There's the ball ripped to center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. One run is going to score. Here comes Huey around the bag at third. He's been given the green light. He's coming home. And the Broncos played another couple of runs. Daniel Nealon now with a double and a single and two RBIs in the ballgame. Hastings goes out on top now by the score of 4-0.
Clark.
Backland comes in from third base to score easily. Sonny Huey comes around third base to score with no problems. He is sent home by head coach Jim Bovey down in the third base coaching box. Zach Nelson moves along to third base on the play. Daniel Nealon stays at first base, and now A.J. Clark comes up there next. So the Broncos with a three base hit so far here in this inning and a hit batter. And all of a sudden, it's a 4-0 ball game. Concordia trailing in the ball game as A.J. Clark comes up there next. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Fielded there and then mishandled. Here's a long throw by Matlock across the diamond. In time over there at first base. And A.J. Clark is retired in the play. Matlock down at third base had trouble with it as he falls down. Ball was loose out there in the skin portion of the infield. And then he gets up and throws a long ball across the diamond. Catches A.J. Clark by about a half a step. A.J. is retired in the play from third to first. Nealon moves down to second base on the play. Zach Nelson comes in to score for Hastings College. So Nelson comes in to score to make it a 5-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. And now Jeff Hobbs comes to the plate next. So 5-0, Hastings out on top. Hobbs comes to the plate next. He flew out to center field his first time up there. So if Jim Bovey was concerned about how the Broncos would come out here, following their loss to York the other night, I think his question has been answered. Here's a bouncing ball back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. Retrieved there by Goodrich around the back at third. And coming home on the play is going to be Nealon. And Hastings goes out on top by a score of 6-0. So Jeff Hobbs sends a bouncing ball back up through the middle. That's going to score a run as Daniel Nealon comes in from second base to score. Hastings now leading by the score of 6-0 here in the ballgame. Jeff Hobbs is going to check out now on the base pads. Coming in to run for him is going to be Connor Thomas. So a courtesy runner for Jeff Hobbs. It's going to be Connor Thomas over there at first base. John Rivera comes to the plate next. He represents the eighth guy to come to the plate here against the Concordia Bulldogs in the second inning. Rivera flew out to right field his first time up there. He will take a strike here. Nothing and one to Rivera. He started the day with a batting average of .273. Hastings 6 and Concordia nothing. First half of a doubleheader here tonight at the Smith Complex. Eric Gramez working here for Concordia. There's another breaking pitch that's lined in the center field for a base hit. Picked up out there by Zach Goodrich. Rivera heads down to the bag at first. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be Connor Thomas. And now John LeMaster comes up there next. John LeMaster comes up there next for Hastings. LeMaster struck out his first time up there. So Hastings now with two men out here in the second inning of play. They scored two runs in the first inning. They have scored four more here in the second inning of play. And now LeMaster, the ninth guy to come to the plate, comes up there next for Hastings. And will take a strike in the outside corner. Right at the knees on LeMaster. Started the day with a batting average of .256. Runners on at first and second base. LeMaster in the right-hand batter's box waiting on the pitch. Here it comes down low. Has now one ball and one strike. The master so far this year has got four RBIs. He's got 10 base hits in 39 trips to the plate. No extra base hits so far this year for LeMaster as he waits on the pitch again from Eric Gramez. And here it comes, another breaking pitch is fouled back to the screen. So now the count on LeMaster is going to be sitting at one ball and two strikes. A.J. Clark expected to get the start for Hastings in game number two here this afternoon. Kirby Wells out there for Hastings here in game number one. Right now the Broncos looking for some more offense. Here it comes, a swing and a miss from John LeMaster, and he goes down and the inning is over. LeMaster has struck out both times up there here in this ballgame. And the Broncos bat around here in the second inning of play, and they score four runs. Four runs on three, four, five base hits. No errors on Concordia, and two men left on base. We have played two complete here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings College 6, Concordia nothing.
Pat
from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing has recently earned the prestigious award for the AAA Top Shop of the Year in Nebraska, and Pat wants to invite everyone to come help him celebrate. The Pat's Auto Repair and Towing Open House Celebration will take place at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing on Saturday afternoon, April 30th, starting at 2. There will be balloons for the kids, face painting, and free food. So don't miss the Open House Celebration on Saturday, April 30th at 2 at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing at 305 South Denver in Hastings, a AAA Top Shop of the Year in Nebraska.
It happens to everyone. Your car isn't running right. It could be the fuel injectors, or it might be the spark plugs. The point is, you want to be confident in your mechanic. You want him to find the problem, fix it, and charge you a fair price. See Halloran Battery and Electric for everything from routine maintenance to complex electrical problems. Rich and the professional auto technicians at Halloran take care of your car, truck, or van. And they're experts at imports, too. People you can trust. Halloran Battery and Electric, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS from the Smith Complex just north of Hastings. The Broncos have the lead over the Concordia Bulldogs by the score of 6-0. As the Concordia comes to bat now here in the top half of the third inning against Kirby Wells, and the first pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. This is Tate Bedwell up there for Concordia. Bedwell is the second baseman. Bedwell has a batting average of 200 so far this season. Wells working quickly. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses down low, and it's now one ball and one strike. So we'll see Tate Bedwell, Kyvan Ivanoff, and then back to the top of the order, and Zach Goodrich. Hastings with two runs in the first inning of play and four more in the second. Bouncing ball toward A.J. Clark. Clark knocks it down and has problems locating the ball, and the man is going to be safe over there at first base. So Clark mishandles the ball down there. It's a third base. That's going to be an error chalked up on Clark at first or at third. And Kyvan Ivanoff will come to the plate next. So Bedwell gets aboard here with a base hit. Kyle Ivanoff comes to the plate next. His batting average is sitting at 188 on the season. Wells throws over to first base. Bedwell is back in there for the Concordia Bulldogs. Bedwell so far this year in stealing bases, 0-for-0. He stays put here as the pitch comes to the plate and is swung on and missed by Ivanoff. Kyle Ivanoff has got the batting average of 188 so far this year. He's got no home runs and 8 RBIs, 13 base hits, and 69 trips to the plate. As he waits here, here comes the 0-1 pitch by Wells. That ball is going to be hit the right field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by Land, returned back to the infield. So now Concordia's got something going here in the first inning of play. Bedwell reaching on an error. Ivanoff drills one to right field for a base hit. And now we go to the top of the order in Zach Goodrich. Goodrich struck out his first time up there, but he's the leading hitter for the Bulldogs this season. His batting average at 372. Leads the team in at-bats, in runs scored, in base hits, in doubles, in triples, and total bases. Also in slugging percentage. He's also the leading base runner. He's got 21 stolen bases so far this year. So he comes to the plate. There's a pitch by Wells, but a timeout is called by the batter Zach Goodrich as he backs out of the batter's box. So that one didn't count, and Kirby will go back to his repertoire here. 6-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of Concordia. We're playing in the third inning of play. There's a pitch to the plate that's in there for a strike. No balls and one strike here to Zach Goodrich. Goodrich, a junior from Lutz, Florida, playing for the Bulldogs on Seward. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball by Kirby Wells. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Zach Goodrich. He's got one home run and 13 RBIs so far this year. 11 doubles and 8 triples to his credit. The 54 base hits that he's recorded so far. Here comes the next pitch, another fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes now to Goodrich. T.J. Conway will be next. Nobody out for Concordia here in inning number 3. Men are out at first and second base. Bedwell's down there at second. Ivanoff is down there at first base. Hastings playing with the infield back. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be hit in the air, and it's going to be in foul territory on the first base side, so the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Doan has knocked off Nebraska Wesleyan today, 3-0. That's the only score in on a busy day of baseball action today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings with a 6-0 lead here. Kirby Wells working from the stretch. Here comes the next ball. That's going to be hit to right field. A base hit. Mack Land grabs the ball out there in right field. And everybody advances one. And now Concordia's got the bases loaded here in inning number three. Zach Goodrich sends one out to right field. Bedwell moves along to third base in the play. Ivanoff is on at second. Goodrich is on at first base. Now T.J. Conway comes up there next. Conway struck out his first time up there. He started the day with a batting average of .267. Conway has got no home runs and 17 RBIs so far this year. 31 base hits and 116 trips to the plate. So now Kirby Wells in a jam here in the third inning of play. Bases are loaded here for Concordia. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to T.J. Conway. He's from Crete, 5'7", a junior. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed. Now the count is even up on one ball and one strike to T.J. Conway. Conway so far this year with no home runs and 17 RBIs. He has walked 16 times, and he has struck out 34 times. Nobody out here for the Dogs in the third. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. That stays on the shoulder of T.J. Conway, and now he's behind in the count at one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 the count here to T.J. Kirby Wells looking in for the sign from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs. He's got it. He'll come to the belt. Looks at the runner at third. Throws under the plate a fastball that stays up high. The count is even at two balls and two strikes. LeMaster down at first base for Hastings here defensively this afternoon. Daniel Nealon at second base. Sonny Huey and A.J. Clark anchoring the left side of the defensive line here in the infield for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch by Wells. It swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. That's going to be strikeout number four in the ball game for Kirby Wells. He has not yet walked a man. And now Ray Finley comes up there next. Now the Broncos looking for a double play ball to get out of the inning. Broncos have a 6-0 lead over Concordia. Two runs in the first inning, four more in the second. Ray Finley comes up there next. He is the catcher. He flew out to first base his first time up there. He takes a whack at that one. He's way out in front of that one, and it's no balls and one strike. Finley started the day with a batting average of .284 for the Concordia Bulldogs. Finley now waiting on the pitch here from Kirby Wells. No home runs. He's got 22 RBIs this year. There's a fastball that's going to be up around the eyeballs and out of the strike zone. One ball and one strike here to Finley. 12 walks, 17 strikeouts so far this season for Ray Finley. He's a product from Tucson, Arizona. As the next pitch is a fastball that stays inside. Two balls and one strike. It backs Finley away from the plate. 2-1 the count down to Finley as Brandon Flug would be next. One man out here in the third. Bases are loaded for Concordia. Next pitch is a fastball that nicks the outside corner for a strike. So it's now two balls and two strikes here to the batter, Ray Finley. Hastings will play with the outfield pretty much straight away out there. Decker Brown out in left field. Zach Nelson in center and Land out in right field. Here comes the 2-2 pitch out on the ground towards second. Daniel Nealon has got it. Goes to second base for one over the first base. And it's going to be in time. The throw is a little bit high, but LeMaster pulls it down there at first base. So Hastings turns the double play to get out of the inning. A 4-6-3 double play. So Concordia threatens big time there in the third inning of play, but the Bronco defense comes through. They turn a double play to get out of the inning. Concordia scores no runs on a couple of base hits, one error on Hastings, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score, Hastings 6, Concordia nothing.
Getting yourself into a new Bayliner boat from Brad's Marine is fantastic. And it's even better when you spring into savings with a $1,000 rebate from Bayliner. Woohoo! From May 2nd through the 16th, pick your Bayliner from the remaining inventory of 18 and 19-foot models in stock now at Brad's Marine. The boats set no other way to fun in the sun with spacious comfort, too. Hurry in before they're gone, along with a $1,000 Bayliner rebate from Brad's Marine in Hastings, keeping you on the water.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it. Ching.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next. Ching.
And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ching.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
1230 KHAS.
Back of the Smith Complex. Hastings College out on top by a score of 6-0 here in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan playing the second half of their doubleheader in Lincoln. At the end of the third inning, Nebraska Wesleyan is leading Doan by a score of 3-0. Nebraska Wesleyan 3, Doan nothing. That's at the end of the third inning. So Hastings now batting here in the bottom of the third with a 6-0 lead. And coming up to the plate for the Broncos is going to be Mack Land. Hastings batted around. 9 guys came to the plate in inning number 2. Broncos scoring 4 runs in the inning. So Mack Land back up there. He had a single to start things off for us in the last inning. Land playing out in right field here this afternoon for Hastings College. Here comes the pitch by Graymez. It's going to miss, and the count goes to 2-1 to get things started here for Mack Land and the Broncos in the third. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So it's 2-2 here. Sonny Huey will be next for Hastings, and then we'll see Zach Nelson. Here comes the next pitch by Graymez. It's a breaking pitch, hit on the ground towards second. Fielded there. Goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. Bedwell, nice play on the ball over there at second base. Gets it over to a Flood for the out, and Mack Land is retired in the play. From second to first, that's going to bring up Sonny Huey next. He was beaned by a pitch his first time up there and inning number 2. So Sonny Huey comes back up here in inning number 3 for Hastings College. Huey starts the day with a batting average of .280 on the season. He's got 30 base hits and 107 trips to the plate, batting in the number 8 position here this afternoon for the Broncos. 9 RBIs and no home runs. So Graymez in there for Concordia, throws a breaking pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike, and all of a sudden, Huey is behind in the count at no balls and 2 strikes. So nothing and 2 to Sonny Huey. Huey has struck out 21 times so far this year, and he has walked 21 times. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it is now 1-2 here to Sonny Huey. Ray Finley is behind the plate for Concordia here in game number 1 with Graymez, the pitcher for the Dogs. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 2-2. Brandon Flug is over there at first base with Bedwell at second. Ivanoff is at shortstop, and Matlock is over at third. Conway, Goodrich, and Comas in the outfield from left to right. There's a swing and a miss. Foul tap right back into the glove of the catcher, Ray Finley, and Sonny Huey goes down. That's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Eric Graymez. And now coming up to the plate is going to be Zach Nelson for Hastings College. Nelson had a single back there in the second inning of play, came around to score one of the 4 runs. So Zach Nelson comes to the plate, start of the day with a batting average of .197. Reached base safely and that's a first outing. There's a ground ball toward third, fielded there by Matlock. Is throwing the first base, not in time. Nelson just got a little piece of that one. It was not much of a hit, but it rolls out there into the grassy portion of the infield. Coming in to charge from third base was Matlock. He grabs it, one-hands it, tries to get over to the first baseman, Flug. That was not in time. So that's going to be recorded as a base hit there for Hastings. Nelson had a cheap one in the first inning of play, or the second inning of play, too. So he's had 2 cheap base hits, but he's 2-for-2. Getting the job done here at a number 9 position. Decker Brown comes up there next. So we're in the third inning, and Decker has been up there in each inning so far. Reached on a base on balls and lined one to shortstop in his 2 plate appearances so far today. Started the day with a batting average of .238. 16 RBIs and no home runs. Hastings with 2 men out here in the third, and a base runner is over there at first base in the form of Zach Nelson. There's the ball hit on the ground toward shortstop. He goes over to second to catch the force out of Nelson, and the inning is over. As Decker Brown hits that one to Ivanoff at the shortstop, and he records the out. The force out as he flips the ball to Bedwell at second base. So the inning over for Hastings. They score no runs, a base hit, no errors, 1 left. 3 innings in the books here this afternoon. Game number 1 of our baseball doubleheader. Hastings out on top of Concordia. The Broncos 6, Concordia nothing.
Whether you're a novice golfer or an expert golfer,
Hastings Elks Lodge and Golf Course is the perfect place to improve your golf game. Become a member for only $48 a month. That's only $1.60 a day for all the golf you want. A lot less than the cost of one of those. For membership information, upcoming tournaments, call Elks Golf Course, located a mile east of Hastings on Highway 6.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park, Hastings College out on top of Concordia this afternoon. The score is 6-0. Through three innings, Hastings has got six runs, eight base hits. They've committed one error. They've left four men on the base paths. Concordia had no runs on three base hits, no errors. They've left three. So Kirby Wells working out there for Hastings here in game number one. This is Brandon Plug coming to the plate first. He fouls one right back at us. So it's nothing in two to Brandon. Brandon Plug from Fort Morgan, Colorado, a junior here for the Concordia Bulldogs as he bats here in the fourth. Next pitch is going to be down low in the dirt there by Kirby. One ball and two strikes. Anthony Flores would be next, and then we'll see Dustin Matlock here in the fourth inning. Concordia so far with three base hits. They had the bases loaded in the last inning, but Hastings turned a double play to get out of the inning. There's a high fly ball to a left center field giving chase, and it's going to fall in there for a base hit. Sliding over there was Nelson into the bag at second. Sliding there safely is going to be your batter, Brandon Flubb. So a double there for Flug as he sends that one to left center field. The throw came in. It got away, but Flug will stay right there at second base. So Concordia's got their leadoff man on here in the fourth as Brandon sends that one out to left center field. Nelson gave chase in center. He could not get there. And Flug pulls up at second base with a double. Anthony Flores comes up there next. So Flug hits his 11th double of the season. And now Flores comes up there next. Flores has a batting average this year of .317. So Flores trying to get the Bulldogs on the scoreboard here this afternoon as the pitch comes in from Kirby Wells. That's going to be up high for a ball. Flores, the last time up there, laid down a sacrifice. Anthony Flores has got 26 base hits and 82 trips to the plate so far this season. Five doubles, a triple, and two home runs. Next pitch is going to be fouled down the first base side, out of play. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Doan has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan today 3-0 in the first half of doubleheader, but the Prairie Wolves have got a 3-0 lead over the Tigers after three innings in Lincoln. Here's the next pitch, hit on the ground. Daniel Nealon at second base grabs the ball. He goes to first. That's going to be in time to record the out in Flores, but moving over to third in the play is going to be a Flug. So Flores is retired in the play from second base to first. And that's going to bring up Dustin Matlock next. So Matlock will come to the plate next for the Concordia Bulldogs. He grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. Matlock started the day with a batting average of .284. So Flug is now over at third base for the Dogs. One man out here in the fourth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. So Matlock falls behind and no balls and one strike. Matlock so far this year has got three home runs. He leads the team in base on balls, leads the team in strikeouts. He's got 18 walks and he's got 39 strikeouts. Three home runs and 20 RBIs. Batting average of .284 to start today. He's playing at third base defensively for the Concordia Bulldogs this afternoon. There's a breaking pitch by Kirby, a good one. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in two now to Dustin Matlock for Concordia. Nate Comas would be next. The Dogs have a base runner over at third base. That is Flug with one man out. Next pitch is going to be fouled away as it goes trickling over here to the first base side. And the count remains at nothing and two. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. Game number one here this afternoon. Hastings out on top, 6-0 over Concordia. Next pitch is a fastball that stays out wide. That's now one ball and two strikes. Jeff Hobbs, Mr. Durability, behind the plate again for Hastings, doing the catching chores for the Broncos. Had a little bit of a breather the other night. Last couple of innings, he sat out against York. There's a high fly ball towards center field. Making a diving grab out there is going to be Zach Nelson. Did he come up with it? Yeah, he hangs onto it out there. Nelson makes the catch, but coming in from third base to score on the play is going to be a Flug. So Concordia's on the scoreboard here. It's now a 6-1 contest, but now there's two men out. Zach Nelson makes a nice catch in the ball out there in center as he goes sliding to the turf. Is this the case of whether he's going to hang on to it or not? And the base umpire out there signals, yeah, he's out of there. So Matlock is retired in the play, drives home a run with a fly ball to center. It is now a 6-1 ball game in favor of Hastings. And Nate Comas comes to the plate next. Comas struck out his first time up there. He takes a whack at that one and sends it back to the screen. And the count is at no balls and one strike. Comas started the day with a batting average of 170. As he's batting here for the second time this afternoon against Kirby. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing and two. Comas so far this year has struck out 12 times. He has walked 9 times. 0-1 so far today. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that's going to be up high. And the count is now at 1-2. Kirby Wells so far today, he has got 4 strikeouts. He has not walked a man. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's fouled back to the screen again. One thing about it, here at Smith, when it comes back to the screen, you're going to know it. 1-2 with 2 men out. As Kirby Wells takes some extra time here, waits for the sign from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs. Shakes off a couple of signs here. Now Kirby's in his windup, and here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be fouled away again, this time on the first base side, out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Hastings will play at Doan on Saturday in their final regular season doubleheader. And then they'll move on into the GPAC postseason tournament next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Sioux City. Next pitch is going to be in there, a check swing, and it's going to be, yeah, he went around with it, and he is tagged out here at the plate as well by Jeff Hobbs just for good measure. So Comas will strike out in the ballgame. Second strikeout that Comas has chalked up so far here in this ballgame. That's strikeout number 5 for Kirby Wells. But Concordia comes back with a run here in the fourth inning of play. They score a run after that leadoff double by Brandon Flug. That's the only base hit they had in the inning. One run on one base hit, no errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We have played 3.5 innings here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings 6, Concordia 1.
We know that you've spent a lot of time researching what you want. Now you've found the perfect chair that you want to enjoy that game tonight and sit there. And once you pick it out, we want you to be able to sit there and enjoy it.
That's Michael Bruce from Bruce Furniture.
If you see something in our store on the floor right there, you should be able to have the opportunity to take it home today or have it delivered today, have it delivered tomorrow at your convenience.
Not only that, the delivery and the setup is free. They'll even take away your old furniture.
It's not a case where, oh, we have to wait a couple weeks for that to come in. Now, we can make that happen, too, if that's what works best for you. If you want to pick a different color or style and we have to get it in, yes, there'll be a little time to wait. But if you see something on our floor, we can get it delivered to you today or you can get it taken home today so you can start enjoying it right away.
Bruce Furniture, just right for you.
No reason to wait.
Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College Baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-1 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Leading things off for the Broncos is going to be Nealon. And on the second pitch here from Graybez, Daniel Nealon is hit by a pitch.
Clark.
So he heads down to first base on the play. And the Broncos have their leadoff man on again. Here's A.J. Clark up there next. Clark had an RBI single in the first inning of play, grounded out in the second. So he's 1-for-2 so far today. Started the day with a batting average of .309. A.J.'s going to bat from the left-hand side now. He's a switch hitter for Hastings College. He batted from the right side earlier against the left-handed throwing Caleb Taylor. Now he switches sides, and he'll bat left-handed against the right-handed throwing Eric Graymez. So a runner is on at first base. That is Daniel Nealon. Clark waits here on the pitch. There's a throw over the first base. It was high over there. No tag from Brandon Flug. Diving back in there for Hastings, Daniel Nealon. 6-1, Hastings out on top. First half of a doubleheader here tonight with the Concordia Bulldogs. As the next pitch is going to be out wide for a ball. And now the count to Clark is at one ball and one strike. Clark so far this year has struck out 15 times, and he leads the team. And based on balls, he's got 30 as the team's try to pitch around him on occasion. Don't give him anything to hit because A.J. Clark can park it for you. One home run, 24 RBIs so far this year. He's got six doubles to his credit as the next pitch comes out wide for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Nealon taking his lead down there at first base for Hastings. Here comes the pitch here by Gramez. It's going to be out wide for another ball. And it's now three balls and one strike. So 3-1 to count to A.J. Clark. Jeff Hobbs would be next, and then John Rivera. Hastings right in the meat of the order here in the fourth inning of play. Hastings scoring two in the first and four more in the second. They had a base runner in the third but did not score. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. A.J. nearly throwing away the bat there. Is on its way down to the first base, but the home plate umpire calls a strike here. A big grin on the face of A.J. as he comes back to the left-hand batter's box. So now it's three balls and two strikes to Clark, who's playing at third base for Hastings here in game number one. He's scheduled a pitch in game number two. There goes the runner. It's a first base. It's a swing and a miss. The throw down there is not going to be in time. So Clark, he strikes out here in the fourth inning of play. But running down to second base with a stolen base is going to be Daniel Nealon. That's going to be strikeout number three in the ball game for the pitcher, Eric Gramez. Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. If you're just joining us, Gramez was not the starting pitcher for Concordia today. It was Caleb Taylor. He lasted three batters, not because he gave up anything too terribly bad, but he was hit by a line drive back to the pitcher's mound by A.J. Clark. So he was replaced here by Gramez, and he has went the rest of the way as he pitches now to Jeff Hobbs, who fouls one down the third baseline. There's nothing to one to Jeff Hobbs. He had an RBI single back there in the second inning of play. Flew out to center field that also produced a run back there in the first. 6-1, the Broncos have the lead. Hastings with seven base hits or eight base hits so far in the ballgame. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low. It is scooped up there by Ray Finley, the catcher. That's now one ball and one strike. Daniel Nealon now aboard at second base for Hastings. As Jeff Hobbs waits on the pitch here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Eric Gramez, here it comes. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike. That's now one ball and two strikes. Gramez is throwing about 80-85% curveballs here in the baseball game so far. One ball and two strikes here to Jeff Hobbs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to head out to a left field. Giving chase out there, and it's going to be over his head. Misplayed out there by T.J. Conway. And running down to third base on the play is going to be Daniel Nealon. Pulling up at second base is going to be Hobbs. It looked as if T.J. Conway had a beat on that ball as he was looking up there, but it goes sailing over his head up against the base of the chain link fence out there. It's going to be a base hit for Hastings as Jeff Hobbs pulls up at second base on the play. So Nealon moves over to third base, so Hastings threatening here in the fourth inning now with runners on at second and third, only one man out. John Rivera comes up there next. So it looked like that was going to be caught out there by T.J. Conway. But he misplays the ball out there. It goes basically over his head. And an easy double by Jeff Hobbs as he pulls up at second base. He's going to be run for now as Connor Thomas comes in to run for him at second. Daniel Nealon has moved over to third base. John Rivera comes up there for Hastings. He's one for two so far today. There's a ground ball toward third. Matlock knocks it down, picks it back up, goes across the diamond, not in time. Ball gets away momentarily from Flug, but everybody's going to be safe. John Rivera gets aboard here for Hastings. The runners stay put at second and third. And now the Broncos have the bases loaded. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the third baseman, Matlock. He knocks it down, and then his throw over to first base was not very good. Flug grabs it, but not in time as John Rivera gets aboard here. Now Hastings has the bases loaded. John LeMaster comes up there next for Hastings in the number six hole. He has struck out twice so far in the ball game, and will take a strike here. So no balls and one strike to John LeMaster. LeMaster has now struck out nine times so far this season, including two today. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's swung on and missed. And the Master is behind the count of no balls and two strikes. Mack Land would be next. John Rivera is on at first base. Connor Thomas takes his lead down there at second. Daniel Nealon is over at third. Hastings already with a 5-run lead, 6-1. Here comes the next pitch, hit on the ground towards short, fielded there by Ivanoff. He goes to second for one over to first base. That's not in time, and Hastings scores a run. So LeMaster gets aboard here. They get the runner at second base. That was John Rivera. He is retired in the play. From short to second, Daniel Nealon comes in to score for the Broncos. That makes it a 7-1 ball game in favor of Hastings. Now there's two men out. Connor Thomas moves over to third base in the play. John LeMaster is on at first. Two men out as Mack Land comes to the plate next for Hastings. There's a breaking pitch that's up high. And it's one ball and no strikes. 7-1, Hastings with the lead. Playing 2 7-inning ball games here this afternoon and this evening at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And it's now one ball and one strike. This is the last home games for Hastings here this season. On the road playing their final doubleheader of the year on Saturday in Crete against the Tigers. And then next week up at the GPAC tournament. There's the ball hit on the ground. It's going to get through there for a base hit. The runner was going. That was LeMaster at first base on the pitch. But a nice hit there by Mack Land as he drills that baby to left field. Another runner is going to come in to score. LeMaster hits down to second base on the play. Connor Thomas comes in to score from third base as Hastings knocks home another base hit here in his fourth inning of play. So now the Broncos with runners on at first and second base. Hastings out on top by a score of 8-1 here in the ballgame. Sonny Huey comes up there next. Huey so far today has been hit by a pitch and he has struck out once. Here comes the next pitch by Graymez. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Sonny Huey. Started the day with a batting average of .280. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fourth inning with an 8-1 lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. Eric Graymez working from the stretch. Next pitch comes inside. Did it hit him? Yep. Sonny Huey is hit by a pitch again. Second time today he's been hit by a pitch.
Number 11.
And now Hastings has the bases loaded.
Nelson.
John LeMaster over there at third base. Mack Land moves down to second base. Sonny Huey is on at first base. And now Zach Nelson, the number 9 hitter, comes up there next for the Broncos. Nelson is 2-for-2 so far today, but he has not hit the ball, I don't think, out of the infield yet. Nelson with a couple of base hits, but there have been the infield variety. He has scored a run. Bases are loaded now with two men out here in the fourth inning. Next pitch is going to be down low, and the ball scooped up there by Finley, the catcher for Concordia. One ball and no strikes. So Zach Nelson trying to do some damage here for Hastings. He's got 15 base hits now on the season and 68 trips to the plate. Started the day with a batting average of .197. Next pitch, head on the ground toward third. Matlock grabs it on a slow roller, goes over to touch the bag at third to get the force out. They get the force out on Mack Land. That was close. Matlock just nonchalantly goes over there and touches the bag, and sliding in there for Hastings was Mack Land. But they get the force out at third base, and the inning is over for Hastings. But the Broncos come up with a couple of runs here in the fourth, and after four complete, Hastings has got the lead. The Broncos 8 and Concordia 1.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,600 in rebates on a qualifying Lennox home comfort system. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the comfort. Call 402-463-6061 and learn how Precision Heating and Air Conditioning can save you up to $1,600. You may also qualify for $500 in tax credits, so call 402-463-6061. Offer expires June 3rd. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operate businesses. Contact your tax advisor for tax credit information. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fifth inning of play now. Hastings College out on top by a score of 8-1 here this afternoon. Tate Bedwell will get things started here for Concordia. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order here for the Concordia Bulldogs. Kirby Wells continues to throw for Hastings. Kirby so far has got 5 strikeouts in the ballgame, and he has not yet walked a man. That's probably pretty much the story all year long for Kirby. A lot of strikeouts, not many walks. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-1 to Bedwell. He reached on an error the first time up there in inning number 3. Concordia had the bases loaded in the third and did not score. They led off with a double in the fourth inning of play and finally got their first run of the ballgame. Hastings has scored runs in the first, in the second, and in the fourth. 2 in the first, 4 in the second, 2 more in the fourth inning of play. There's a swing and a miss and another strikeout for Kirby. Strikeout number 6 in the ballgame for Kirby Wells as Bedwell heads back to the first base dugout here for the Dogs. And now coming up is going to be Kyle Ivanoff next. Ivanoff is the shortstop. He had a single his first time up there. Started the day with a batting average of 188. Kirby Wells rocks and fires. Here comes the fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1 and no strikes here to Ivanoff. He bats here from the right-hand side, the number 9 hitter in the batting order for the Dogs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that nicks the outside corner for a strike. 1 now to Ivanoff. He's a sophomore from Tucson, Arizona. Batting here for Concordia. Next pitch by Kirby is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 2-1. 2 and 1 here. Ivanoff so far this year has got no home runs and 8 RBIs to his credit. 13 base hits and 69 trips to the plate. Breaking pitch up high, and now Kirby's threatening to lose this guy at 3-1. You don't want to do that to the number 9 hitter. So 3-1 the count now to Kyle Ivanoff as he waits on the pitch from Kirby. Here it comes for Wells, and it's going to be down low, and he walks him. So the first walk of the ball game given up by Kirby Wells, and it happens here in the fifth. And that brings up the top of the order now in Zach Goodrich. Goodrich had his single his last time up there in inning number 3. Struck out in the first, so he's 1-2 so far today. Goodrich is the guy who's got the best batting average on the team at .372 as the day got started here this afternoon. He'll bat from the right-hand side as Goodrich waits on the pitch now from Kirby Wells. And the next pitch is going to be outside and down low. It's 1-0 to Zach Goodrich. T.J. Conway would be next. Goodrich playing out in center field defensively for Hastings. Actually for Concordia this afternoon. And now A.J. Clark, a third baseman, comes in and has a couple of words with pitcher Kirby Wells. 8-1 is the score. Hastings comfortably ahead here in game number 1 of our doubleheader between the Bulldogs and the Broncos. There's a ground ball towards short. Sonny Huey goes to second base for 1. To first base, double play. Second double play of the ball game turned in by the Hastings College defense. That one goes from Huey at shortstop over to Nealon covering the bag at second, over to John LeMaster, and the inning is over for the Dogs. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We have played 4.5 innings here this afternoon. The score, Hastings College 8, Concordia 1.
If the call came for your new job, would you answer? Sells You More, an authorized agent for U.S. Cellular, is now hiring sales associates for their stores in Grand Island and York. Join them for their job fair this Wednesday and Thursday. Apply in person at the Grand Island Conestoga Mall office from noon to 7 each day. Must have a high school diploma or GED, reliable transportation, and valid driver's license. Pick up the call for your new job at Sells You More, an authorized agent for U.S. Cellular. The job fair is this Wednesday and Thursday at the Conestoga Mall.
Wet weather is inevitable this spring. It's like saying the sky is blue. Melting snow and rain needs to go somewhere, and eventually the ground becomes saturated. Keep the water from invading your house with a new Mark II automatic sump pump from Simer. Its thermoplastic body resists corrosion, stress, and heat. Inspect your sump pump to make sure it's ready for the wet weather. Visit Hank on Facebook at facebook.com/hardwarehank.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Smith Complex here this afternoon. At last check, it was Nebraska Wesleyan out on top of Doan by a score of 3-0. They're in the second half of their doubleheader. Nebraska Wesleyan losing the first half of the doubleheader by a score of 3-0. All right, Hastings batting now here in the fifth inning of play. Decker Brown comes up there for Hastings, number one in the batting order. The Broncos have scored in every inning so far today, with the exception of the third. Now batting here in the fifth, out on top by a score of 8-1. Hastings with 10 base hits so far in the ballgame, compared to only four for Concordia. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Bedwell has got it, bobbles it, throws it to first base, not in time. Tate Bedwell makes the play on the ball at second. He bobbles it. That was just enough time to get Decker Brown across the bag at first. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the Dogs. Daniel Nealon comes up there next, so Decker Brown gets aboard here. Nealon so far today. Wow, he's had a good day. He's had a double, scored a run. He had a two-run single back there in the second inning, scored a run. Hit by a pitch in the fourth inning of play and scored a run. So he has scored all three times. He's been up there for Hastings here in this ball game as he takes a pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Nealon. He's the second baseman for Hastings. Started the day with a batting average of .267. Decker Brown is their base runner down there at first base. He will stay put here as a pitch will come to the plate and it's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike to Daniel Nealon. Decker Brown stealing bases so far this year. Two out of three. He stays put here as the ball is hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. Picked up by Goodrich out there for Concordia. So Daniel Nealon is now 3 out of 3 so far today. Decker Brown hits down to second.
A.J. Clark.
A.J. Clark comes up there next for Hastings. Clark had an RBI single in the first, grounded out in the second, struck out in the fourth. 1 for 3 so far today. Batting average of .309 on the season. So Hastings threatening again here in the fifth. Runners are on at first and second base. A.J. Clark will bat from the left-hand side here as he will come to the plate for the fourth time here today as he will dig in against Eric Gramez, the pitcher for the Concordia Bulldogs. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner and right at the knees. No balls and one strike here to Clark. Jeff Hobbs would be next. Hastings out on top with a score of 8-1 here in the ballgame. Runners are on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch to Clark. He's going to foul this baby away. He falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. We expect to see A.J. Clark on the mound here for Hastings in game number two. Broncos trying to keep pace with the conference leaders in Doan. He's already won one game today. Tigers are trailing in the second half of their doubleheader in Lincoln. Trying to set up a showdown for the conference title on the Saturday afternoon in Crete. Next pitch is way outside for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 1 strike. Reject that. They say 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Daniel Nealon. So 1 ball and 2 strikes to Nealon here at the plate. Number two in the batting order. Or check that to A.J. Clark. 1 and 2 to count to A.J. Clark. Nealon is down to the bag at first after singling. Next pitch is going to be down low. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 and 2 to count to A.J. Clark. Nealon is on at first base. Decker Brown is down there at second. Concordia not holding the base runners on right now as Clark will call the timeout. Backs out of the batter's box. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch to A.J. The ball gets away. It was inside and the ball gets away from the catcher. Finley back to the screen and the runners advance one. Decker Brown moves up to third base in the play. Daniel Nealon moves on to second. And A.J. Clark now has a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. 8-1 is the score. Hastings out on top of the Concordia Bulldogs in this Great Plains Athletic Conference ball game this afternoon from the Smith Complex. 2 7-inning games scheduled for us here tonight. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to A.J. Clark. Bouncing ball again to the right side of the diamond. Bedwell at second base. Grabs it, goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. A.J. Clark is retired in the play. But a run is going to come in to score. Bedwell makes the play on the ball over to Flug for the first out. Decker Brown comes in to score for Hastings. That makes it a 9-1 ball game. Daniel Nealon moves over to third base on the play. And now we're going to have a pitching change, I believe, coming up here for Concordia. So a pitching change, I believe, is coming up here for the Dogs, and that's the case. So we'll take a timeout. Change of pitchers here in the fifth inning of play. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 9, Concordia 1.
Wynn Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Wynn, there's a way. Wynn Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Getting yourself into a new Bayliner boat from Brad's Marine is fantastic. And it's even better when you spring into savings with a $1,000 rebate from Bayliner. Woohoo! From May 2nd through the 16th, pick your Bayliner from the remaining inventory of 18 and 19-foot models in stock now at Brad's Marine. The boats that know their way to fun in the sun with spacious comfort, too. Hurry in before they're gone, along with a $1,000 Bayliner rebate from Brad's Marine in Hastings, keeping you on the water.
1230 KHAS.
Robbie Jeppesen is going to be the next pitcher from Pleasantdale, Nebraska, as he comes on and throws now. Jeppesen, ERA of 2.17, his overall record at 1-1, no losses, no saves. He has thrown 9 2/3 innings, given up 7 hits and 4 runs, 3 of those earned, 5 base on balls and 9 strikeouts. Team's batting just .206 against him. So he becomes the third pitcher used now for the Concordia Bulldogs here in this ball game. Robbie Jeppesen, a 6'2" junior from Pleasantdale, Nebraska. Trying to shut the door on the Broncos here in this ball game. Here's a hard hit ball to left field, and it's going to be caught out there in left field. And tagging in and coming in to score from third base is going to be Daniel Nealon. So Jeff Hobbs sends that one a mile out there in left field. It's retrieved out there by T.J. Conway for the out, but a run comes in to score as Daniel Nealon comes in from third. And that makes it a 10-1 ball game now in favor of the Broncos. Now the base pads are empty as Jeff Hobbs will fly out to left field. John Rivera comes up there next. So a hard hit ball there. It produces a run. And now John Rivera comes to the plate next. Hastings batting in the fifth inning of play. Broncos comfortably ahead here in this one. His score is 10-1 over Concordia. Broncos scoring 2 runs in the first inning of play. 4 more in the second. 2 in the fourth and 2 so far here in the fifth inning of play. And now Rivera is going to be thrown out as that one is hit to the infield, and Rivera is retired in the play, so the inning is over for Hastings College here in the fifth. But the Broncos scored 2 runs on 1 base hit, 1 error on Concordia, and nobody left on base. 5 innings in the books here this afternoon. Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball on 1230 KHIS. Hastings out on top of Concordia. The Broncos 10, the Bulldogs 1.
The weather shouldn't be a surprise, so bookmark HastingsLink.com. Click on the crystal blue City of Hastings banner for the forecast and radar on one easy-to-read screen, plus local temperature averages, sunrise, sunset, area advisories. Click again on the Nebraska H2O link for ways you can help our environment around your home and neighborhood. Nebraska H2O and the City of Hastings remind you, it's our water, our responsibility. Go green, get weather at HastingsLink.com anytime.
Call Witt Plumbing in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead. The score is 10-1. as we head to the sixth inning. I understand Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Doan in the second half of their doubleheader in Lincoln. Nebraska Wesleyan 7, Doan nothing. That will help out the Broncos' cause here. Nebraska Wesleyan leading Doan by a score of 10-1. Rejected, it was 7-0. 7-0, Nebraska Wesleyan leading Doan at the end of the fifth inning. End of five here, it's 10-1. Hastings with the lead over Concordia. So now we'll see what Concordia can do here in the sixth inning. So far, Kirby Wells with a four-hitter so far this afternoon. As he throws one to the plate here that gets by the catcher, Jeff Hobbs, back to the screen. This is T.J. Conway at the plate here for the Dogs. He has struck out a couple of times so far here in the ballgame. And here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside. I think this is a pinch hitter is up there now, Martin Rodriguez. Martin Rodriguez to the plate here in the sixth inning of play as he fouls this one back. So Rodriguez to the plate here for the Concordia Bulldogs. His batting average is sitting at .245 on the season. He's batting here in the sixth inning. There's a high fly ball. It's going to be deep in right center field, and it's going to be up against the wall at 374 feet away. Rodriguez is around the back at second, and he's going to make a stop right there. So Rodriguez leads off this sixth inning of play with a double to right center field, and Concordia's got their leadoff man on. So Rodriguez gets a double here in this second inning. He gets aboard now for the Dogs. Ray Finley comes to the plate next. That's the fifth base hit of the ball game for Concordia here in this contest. Ray Finley comes up there next. He's hit into a double play, and he's blown out to first base. There's a ball hit to left center field. That's going to get down through a base hit. Picked up there by Zach Nelson. Around the bag at third, coming home to score is going to be Rodriguez. So back-to-back hits here for Concordia in the sixth inning. So the Bulldogs not rolling over here. Base hit there by Ray Finley. Drives home a run. It's now a 10-2 ball game in favor of the Broncos. And Brandon Flug comes to the plate next. He's got a couple of base hits so far today. Had a double his last time up there in the fourth inning. Came around to score a run. Had a single back in the second. So six base hits now in the ball game for Concordia. It's a 10-2 ball game. Hastings has got the lead as Brandon Flug will come to the plate next. Flug is from Fort Morgan, Colorado. He's a junior, 6'3". He will bat from the right-hand side. Kirby Wells will go to work on him. There's a high fly ball toward right field. Mack Land shields his eyes from the sun. He's going to grab the ball out there for the out. Heading back to first base on the play is going to be Ray Finley. So Brandon Flug hits that ball hard, but right at Mack Land, who had to shield his eyes from the sun out there. He grabs it for the first out of the inning. And now Anthony Flores will come to the plate next. Flores laid down a sacrifice back there in the second inning of play, and he grounded out in inning number four. One man out. There's a ground ball to the right side and a diving attempt by Nealon at second base. He can't come up with it. Anthony Flores is going to get aboard here. Finley moves down to second base from the play. So second baseman Daniel Nealon had to go to his left there toward the bag at first to try to grab that one. Could not do it. He knocks it down, keeps it from going in the right field at least. Flores gets aboard here for the Concordia Bulldogs. So now they've got seven base hits to give Flores a hit on that one. And now Dustin Matlock will come to the plate next. Matlock started the day with a batting average of .284, but he's 0-2 so far. He has grounded out, and he has flown out to center field. So Dustin Matlock enters the batter's box now. He is a senior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's a 10-2 ball game. Hastings College is out on top here in the contest. Base runners on at first and second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be hit to the left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Around the bag at third and coming home is going to be Finley. Here comes the throw in there, and it's not going to be in time. And now a throw down to second base. That's not going to be in time. In fact, it's into center field, and two runs are going to score here for the Dogs. Flores is going to make it all the way around to score for Concordia. Hastings throwing the ball around a little bit here. Throw came in. It got away from Hobbs, and then he threw it down to second base, and that one goes into center field. So now Jim Bovee is going to come out and have a couple of words with his entire infield here. Things a little shaky here in the sixth inning. It's now a 10-4 ball game in favor of the Broncos. So Hastings has been playing a pretty solid baseball until this inning. Getting a little frustrated out there, and Jim Bovee is going to bring the entire group in and have a little conference here on the mound. There had to be at least one error thrown in there somewhere. So Hastings now with a couple of errors in the ball game. Concordia has got it three runs in, and a runner is on at second base. And coming to the plate next for the Bulldogs is going to be Nate Comas. Comas has struck out twice so far in the ball game. In the second and fourth innings, respectively. And here comes the pitch by Wells. That ball is going to be hit toward left field, curving over into foul territory. It's going to stay over there, giving chase to his Decker Brown. So it's now Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 10-4 here in the ball game. We're batting in the top half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Here comes the next pitch by Wells. A little check swing here. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is at no balls and two strikes to Nate Comas. Tate Bedwell will be next. Concordia batting in the sixth. Now trailing by 6 runs. Kirby Wells trying to finish things off here for Hastings tonight. There's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. So after that little conference from the coach, Kirby Wells comes back and gets a strikeout. The 7th strikeout of the ball game for Kirby has walked one man. So now we got a pinch hitter coming up there for Concordia. It's going to be Ty Shaw. So Shaw will bat here for Bedwell in the sixth inning. Ty Shaw with a batting average of .278 so far this season. Shaw has got, 10 base hits and 36 trips to the plate. He will bat from the left-hand side. So Ty Shaw out there. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Shaw. He has got 3 doubles to his credit so far this year. No triples, no home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. .278 batting average as he pinch hits here in inning number 6 for the Bulldogs. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now nothing and two. Ivanoff would be next, and he is in the on-deck circle over here on the first base side for the Bulldogs. There's 2 men out here in the sixth. 10-4, Hastings has got the lead. Wells working from the stretch with a base runner on at second base. Next pitch is going to be drilled to left field. Coming on, unable to catch is Decker Brown. Stopping at third base on the play is going to be Matlock. So Shaw gets aboard here with a pinch hit single to left field. Runners are on now at first and third base as Ivanoff comes to the plate next. Ivanoff comes to the plate here. You got a courtesy runner down there at first base. That's going to be, Bedwell's going to come back out and run there at first base. So Bedwell is aboard now at first after Shaw hits the pinch hit single to left field. Matlock is over there at third base now for the Bulldogs. There's 2 men out as Ivanoff comes to the plate. He has singled and he has walked so far in the ball game. Wells goes to work on him, and there's a swing and a miss. Ivanoff is the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Hastings trying to get out of the inning here. Fortunately, they had a comfortable lead coming in here at 10-1. Concordia scoring 3 runs here in the sixth. It's now 10-4. Hastings with the lead. Here comes the next pitch by Wells. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Hastings also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park, just north of Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. And now Wells gets ahead on the count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 the count here. First game of 2 here tonight. Concordia with runners on at first and third base. Kirby looking in for the sign from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs. He's got it. Comes to the belt, throws under the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Throw down to third base. Not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Matlock. By the way, the pitch just misses there from Kirby, and now the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count. Hobbs not afraid to throw that ball around there. He got it down to A.J. Clark, who applies the tag, but it was not in time. Matlock slides back in there. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to right field. Going over is going to be landing. Let's it fall in front of him. Runner is going to score. And another base hit for Concordia. And running over to third base on the play is going to be Bedwell. So Ivanoff gets a base hit to right field. Drives home another run for the Bulldogs. It's now a 10-5 ball game in favor of Hastings. Runners are still on at first and third base. And now we got Zach Goodrich coming to the plate next. He represents the ninth batter to come to the plate. And now Jim Bovee has seen enough. And I think Kirby Wells is not going to finish the ball game here. We are in the sixth inning. And Kirby Wells is going to check out of here, I'm sure, as Bovee makes his second appearance on the mound here for the Broncos here in the sixth inning. So the Broncos are going to make a pitching change here in the sixth. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 10, Concordia 5.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing has recently earned the prestigious award for the AAA Top Shop of the Year in Nebraska, and Pat wants to invite everyone to come help him celebrate. The Pat's Auto Repair and Towing Open House Celebration will take place at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing on Saturday afternoon, April 30th, starting at 2. There will be balloons for the kids, face painting, and free food. So don't miss the Open House Celebration on Saturday, April 30th at 2 at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing at 305 South Denver in Hastings, a AAA Top Shop of the Year in Nebraska.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it. Ching.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ching. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ching.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
1230 KHAS.
Addison Ives is going to come on down and throw for Hastings. Kirby Wells goes 5 2/3, unable to finish things off here this afternoon. Concordia still with some base runners first and third. And now we're going to pitch to Zach Goodrich. Addison Ives in there for Hastings, and he throws a strike. Ives is a freshman, 5'10", 155-pounder from Littleton, Colorado. Runners on at first and third. Here comes the pitch. It's swung on and missed, and he gets ahead on the count of no balls and two strikes. So Kirby Wells goes 5 2/3 innings tonight for Hastings. He gives up the 5 runs. He had 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, and he gave up 10 base hits. He runs out of gas here in the sixth. And here comes the pitch by Ives. That ball is going to be lifted straight up in the air out here in shallow right field, going back to second baseman for Hastings, Daniel Nealon, and he makes the catch. So Goodrich flies out to the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, and the inning is over here for the Concordia Bulldogs as they bat around here in the sixth inning. They come up with 4 runs. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score, Hastings 10, Concordia 5.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community, making our community stronger, using partnerships with other like-minded institutions. Here's Ron Chesbro of Hastings College.
Hastings College is really pleased with our partnership with the Hastings YMCA in a number of ways. We have, our students are all members of the YMCA by virtue of our student government, which supports these memberships. We also host a number of events for our students. students at the YMCA here in Hastings. And on top of that, our faculty and staff, a pretty large number of our faculty and staff hold family memberships, and we actually support that through payroll deduction here at the college. It's been a great partnership for us.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and institutions like Hastings College are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings College now leading Concordia by a score of 10-5. Baseball action here this afternoon. And at last check, the other doubleheader we're watching closely is the doubleheader in Lincoln between league-leading Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan. At last check, it was Nebraska Wesleyan leading Doan 7-0 at the end of the fifth inning. The Tigers did win the first game today by the score of 3-0 over the Prairie Wolves.
Broncos, number 13, John LeMaster.
So Hastings now batting here in the sixth inning of play. John LeMaster, Mac Land, Sonny Huey scheduled up here. Staying out there and throwing for the Bulldogs will be Robbie Jeppesen, the junior from Pleasantdale, Nebraska. He's the third pitcher used by the Concordia Bulldogs here in this ballgame. So John LeMaster comes to the plate for Hastings for the third time here today. LeMaster reached on a fielder's choice his last time up there. He struck out his first two times. So LeMaster and the Broncos batting now here in the bottom of the sixth. This one's scheduled for 7 here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away back over the screen. And the count goes to 1-1 to John LeMaster for Hastings. John started of the day with a batting average of 256. Jeppesen is the left-handed thrower. Here's the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And it's now 1-2 here to John LeMaster. Broncos wearing their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Concordia's in their gray uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the dark blue. Next pitch is going to be lined down to third base side in foul territory. And the count remains at 1-2. Bronco baseball from 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, the winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Next pitch is going to be outside, down low again. Ball gets away from the catcher, Ray Finley, as it goes trickling over here to the third base side. The count to John LeMaster to lead off the sixes at 2-2. Robbie Jeppesen, the big left-hander, throws one to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and LeMaster has now worked the count full with 3-2. 3-2 the count here in the sixth inning. LeMaster takes a break here as he backs out of the batter's box and now re-enters that right-hand side. And here comes the 3-2 pitch from Jeppesen. That ball's a chopper hit to the shortstop, fielded there by Ivanoff as he gets it over to first base. And it's just in time to catch the speedy John LeMaster down there at the bag.
Not batting, number 7, Matt.
So LeMaster is thrown out of the play from short to first. 6-3 officially as Mac Land comes up there next. Land is 2-for-3 so far today. He's got a couple of singles. Grounded out his other time up there. So Mac Land stumps in there for the fourth time here this afternoon. In game number one, he started the day with a batting average of 263. And there's a high fly ball. It's going to head out to a center field and settling under it and making the catch out there is going to be Zach Goodrich. So two up, two down here for the Broncos in inning number 6. And that's going to bring up Sonny Huey next.
Sonny Huey
has been hit by a pitch twice so far today. And he has struck out in between. So Sonny Huey comes up there, the junior from Fallbrook, California. Scored a run so far today for the Broncos. That was back in the second. Interesting tunes we play here. I'll tell you that. Interesting tunes we play in between batters. There's a strike of the outside corner. No balls and 1 here to Sonny Huey. If he gets aboard, we'll see Zach Nelson. I don't think that's in my CD case. 10 base hits for each team here in this ball game. There's a ball hit to the right side. That gets through there for a base hit. The second baseman, Bedwell, diving for the ball out there. Couldn't come up with it. So Sonny Huey gets a base hit to right field here for Hastings. He gets aboard.
Number 11, Zach Nelson.
Now Zach Nelson comes up there next. He is 2-for-2 so far. Check that, 2-for-3 so far today. Scored a run. Nelson with a couple of base hits. So Hastings with a base runner now at first. That's going to be Sonny Huey. Our second ball game today will start approximately 25 minutes upon the completion of the first one. A.J. Clark expected to get the start for Hastings. We understand in game number two. So Sonny Huey takes your lead down there at first base. Here's a fastball delivered to the plate there by Jeppesen. It's going to be outside. And the count at 1-0 here to Zach Nelson. Started the day with a batting average of 197. He has helped out a little bit here in game number one, hitting safely twice in three attempts. There's a throw over the first base, not in time. So the left-hander, Robbie Jeppesen, trying to pick off a man over there at first, and Sonny Huey. Huey so far this year is 6 out of 7 stealing bases. Him and Mike Tomlin have the most stolen bases so far this year. Tomlin not playing here in game number one for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And Nelson now looking at a count of 1-1. 1-1 to count here to Nelson. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings. Inching away down there at first base is Sonny Huey. He stays put. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Nice curve ball by Jeppesen, and the count is now at 1-2. So 1-2 the count here with two men out for Hastings in the bottom of the sixth. There's a throw over the first base, and diving back in there is going to be Huey. A good move there toward the bag at first from Robbie Jeppesen. But Sonny Huey dives back in there. John Sorahan, the first base coach down there for Hastings College. Jim Bovey, the head man for Hastings, down in the third base box, looking on. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, swung out and missed, and Nelson strikes out, and the inning is over. So Nelson strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number one for Robbie Jeppesen. The inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit. No errors, one left. Six innings in the books here tonight at the Smith Complex to score Hastings 10 and Concordia 5.
If you're a farmer, this one's for you. Servitech Crop Consulting knows that you're not alone out there in your field. With 35 years of agronomic experience, Servitech agronomists can help you with pest management, hybrid selection, irrigation scheduling, and much more. Servitech, making the planet more productive since 1975. Visit Servitech's new website at servitechinc.com. Servitech Crop Consulting.
Whether you're a novice golfer or an expert golfer, Hastings Elks Lodge and Golf Course is the perfect place to improve your golf game. Become a member for only $48 a month. That's only $1.60 a day for all the golf you want. A lot less than the cost of one of those. For membership information and upcoming tournaments, call Elks Golf Course, located a mile east of Hastings on Highway 6.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we go to the seventh inning of play here. Hastings College leading the Concordia Bulldogs. The score is 10-5. Addison Ives will come back out and try to finish things off for Kirby Wells. Went their first 5 2/3 innings here this afternoon.
Number two, Martin Rodriguez.
So now we're going to see Martin Rodriguez come to the plate again for Concordia. Rodriguez now playing out in left field for the Dogs. Rodriguez, last time up there in the sixth inning, he hit a double, came around to score a run. So Rodriguez will come up there and bat again here in the seventh. 10-5 is the score. Hastings out on top as we play now here in the top half of the seventh. Addison Ives throws one to the plate. It's going to be down low, and it's now 1-1 here to Rodriguez. Finley will schedule up after him, and then we'll see a flag. Nebraska Wesleyan now leading Doan at the end of the sixth inning, 8-1. There's a ground ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. So Nebraska Wesleyan leading Doan at the end of the sixth inning, 8-1 in Lincoln. Doan won the first ball game by a score of 3-0. Addison Ives now with a count of 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Rodriguez. There's the ball. It's going to be hit down the line at first base out in the right field side, and making a diving attempt out here in foul territory was your right fielder, Mack Lannon. He couldn't come up with it. So 1-2 to Martin Rodriguez. Batting now here in the seventh inning of play, Rodriguez, a junior from Tucson, Arizona, 6 foot. Rodriguez in the right-hand batter's box. Addison Ives climbs back on top of the hill here for Hastings. The Broncos can hang on this afternoon. That would be the 23rd win of the season for Jim Bovey and the Broncos against only 18 losses. This would be the 14th conference win for Hastings this year. It would keep pace with conference-leading Doan. Rodriguez with a count of 1-2. Here comes the pitch by Ives. The ball is going to be hit in the air. Mack Land battling the sun again in right field, and he grabs the ball for the out. So Rodriguez is out here as he flies out to right field. So there's one man out now in the seventh inning. And coming up to the plate next is going to be Ray Finley, the catcher. He had an RBI single back there in the sixth inning of play. Came around to score one of the runs, hit into a double play in the third. Flew out to first base in inning number one. So he is officially 1-for-3 in the ball game. He started the day with a batting average of .284. Hastings 10, Concordia 5. We're playing in the final inning here, the seventh. Concordia batting in the top half of the inning as Addison Ives throws one of the plates. It's going to be down low. There's 1-0. Concordia, a team that is battling to get into the postseason tournament next week. They're currently in eighth place in the GPAC. Top eight teams move on to postseason play. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's 2-0. So they're battling for their season lives here, probably in this doubleheader here this afternoon. They got another twin bill coming up this weekend against Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. Next pitch is a fastball right down Broadway there across the center portion of the plate for a strike. So Wesleyan, they've had a lot to say about the standings in the GPAC. They played Hastings on that Friday before Easter, split with the Broncos, playing conference leaders Doan today, and now Concordia this weekend. There's another pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. So Addison Ives working here for Hastings College. He's ahead on the count of 2-2. Looks in for the sign from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs. He's got it. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 3-2. Ives has an overall record of 3-1. He's got one save this year. An ERA sitting at 4.15. Team's batting .278 against him. On in relief of Kirby Wells. There's the next pitch hit in the air. It's going to be in foul territory again on the first base side. Ives came in here, 26 innings pitched, giving up 30 hits, 22 runs, 12 of those earned, 6 base on balls, 21 strikeouts. He's done the job coming out of the pen for Hastings here during the conference season. And here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be hit on the ground and foul territory right on by the third baseman, A.J. Clark. So 3-2 now to the catcher, Ray Finley, for Concordia. One man out here in the seventh. Hastings with a 5-run lead. We've seen 21 base hits between the two teams so far in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit down the first base side in foul territory. So Finley hangs tough in there, keeps alive in the seventh. The count to him is at 3-2. So 3-2 the count down to the catcher for Concordia, Ray Finley, as he digs back in there. Finley from Tucson, Arizona as well. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So Addison Ives comes in there, gets his first strikeout of the ball game here in the seventh, and now there's two men out. In the seventh, the Broncos just an out away from claiming the victory here this afternoon. Coming up there next is going to be Brandon Flug. He's the catcher for Concordia, or the first baseman for Concordia. So far today, he's 2-for-3. He's got a single in the second inning, had a double in the fourth and came around to score a run. And he flew out to right field his last time up there. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Misses everything there as he falls behind on the count at 1-0 and 1 strike. So Flug Waiting on the next pitch here from Addison Ives. Addison working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on. And fouled back to the screen here. The count is at no balls and two strikes. If Flood can get aboard, we'll see Anthony Flores. First game of two here tonight at the Smith Complex. We'll have one more. This one, the second one will start 20 to 25 minutes upon the completion of this one. Here comes the 0-2. It's going to be outside and down low. Scooped up there by Jeff Hobbs, and the count is at one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to the batter for Concordia, Brandon Flug. Flug started the day with a batting average of .333. He's their number four guy in the batting order. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Land again. Moves over to his right. Grabs the ball, and the ball game is over. Brandon Flug flies out to right field to end the inning. Concordia goes down in order here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Final score, Hastings wins it this afternoon. The Broncos win over Concordia by the score of 10-5. Back with a recap after this.
With the Charter Price Guarantee, you lock in low prices for 2 full years on TV, internet, and phone. So sit back and enjoy 2 full years of everyone's favorite shows when you want them most. Have fun online with 2 years of sharing and streaming. And catch up with 2 years of hellos and miss yous. All at low prices you can count on. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER or visit charter.com to lock in low prices for the next 2 years. Residential customers only, 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. Services not available in all areas. Call for details.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Getting yourself into a new Bayliner boat from Brad's Marine is fantastic. And it's even better when you spring into savings with a $1,000 rebate from Bayliner. Woohoo! From May 2nd through the 16th, pick your Bayliner from the remaining inventory of 18 and 19-foot models in stock now at Brad's Marine. The boats that know their way to fun in the sun with spacious comfort, too. Hurry in before they're gone, along with a $1,000 Bayliner rebate from Brad's Marine and Hastings, keeping you on the water.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon as they knock off Concordia in the first half of the doubleheader. Final score, Hastings 10. And the Concordia Bulldogs 5. And now in between games, the senior is going to be recognized. This is the last home game for Hastings College here this season. Coming up here in the second half of the doubleheader, they'll play at Doan on Saturday and then on into the GPAC tournament. So this is officially, I guess, the seniors' night here at the Smith Complex as Hastings wins the first half of the doubleheader by the score of 10-5. Broncos end up scoring 10 runs on 12 base hits, 2 errors. They leave 8 men on the base pads. Concordia scores 5 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. They leave 5 men on the base pads. Kirby Wells is going to be your winning pitcher for Hastings here in game number 1. Wells now 4-3 in the season. He goes 5 2/3 innings, gives up 5 runs. He had 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, and gave up 10 base hits. Addison Ives came on and threw the final 1 1/3 innings. He gave up no runs on no hits, 1 strikeout, and no walks. Caleb Taylor is going to be the losing pitcher for Concordia. He throws only 3 batters this afternoon after being hit by a line drive off of the bat of A.J. Clark. Caleb Taylor going to end up taking the loss, though. He's now 2-5 in the season. He gave up a walk, a double, and a single during his time out there. Eric Gramez came on and threw for 4 1/3 innings, and then Robbie Jeppesen finished things off for Concordia. But Hastings College wins it here this afternoon by the score of 10-5 over Concordia. The Broncos scoring 2 runs in the first inning. They came back with 4 more in the second inning of play. Concordia scores 1 run in the fourth inning, but Hastings counters with a couple of runs in the fourth and then 2 more in the fifth. And Hastings goes on to win 10-5 in the opener of our doubleheader here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. So Hastings is now 23-18 on the season. They're 14-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia falls to 17-25. They're now 7-12 in conference play. So, again, Hastings wins the opener this afternoon. Hastings 10, Concordia 5. We've got the second half of our twin bill coming up in just a few minutes, so stay with us. Again, Hastings wins the opener. Hastings 10, Concordia 5 for 1230 KHAS Sports. I'm Mike Will.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.